Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Normally the day before Eid, we do the sunnahs of Eid. And those actions that are sunnah to carry out on the day of Eid. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is valuable. And every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is important. So being the day of Eid, we should give it that extra importance also. So before we come to the day of Eid, let's start with the night of Eid. The night of Eid is a very, very great night. It is known as Laylatul Ja'izah, the night of reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that whoever stays up in worship in the nights preceding the two Eids, expecting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expecting reward from his sustainer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep his heart alive when all other hearts are dead. So when all the other hearts are dead, Allah Pak will keep this person's heart alive. In other words, his heart also will be alive with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak will keep this person's heart alive. This is not a small thing. So let us, although with the excitement and happiness, let us try and take out some time in the night and read some extra nafil namaz. And another way of doing it, we'll see as we do the sunnahs, is wake up early. Sometimes you'll see that many places the fajr namaz is late. Doesn't mean we must wake up late. We wake up early, so we sleep with reading some salah. We wake up with reading some salah with the hope that, oh Allah, you accept this from us as spending some part of the night in your worship to get this Mubarak reward. So this is known, the night is known as Laylatul Ja'izah. We should try and spend it correctly. So now coming to the day of Eid itself, what are the sunnahs of the day of Eid? The first sunnah is to wake up as early as possible. As I just mentioned, that although many places Fajr Salah is late, doesn't mean we must wake up late. We still wake up early. The whole month of Ramadan we woke up early. So we still wake up early, we get our Tahajjud Salat, we make some extra namaz, we make some dua, we try and read some Quran Sharif, make some zikr. So at least that morning starts off correctly. So the first thing we do is we wake up early. Very simple, person wakes up early. Then normally when a person wakes up, then what he does? He goes, he makes istinja, he goes to the toilet. After that, the next thing is sunnah to do, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will take a ghusl. So the next thing a person does, he takes a ghusl. The third thing a person does is he makes miswak. That he makes, use miswak. He makes it a point of cleaning his mouth. The third thing that is also a sunnah, or the fourth thing now is the itar, the use of itar. That when a person now is putting on his clothes, he puts on itar, some type of perfume. Next thing that we should do is person should, when he's wearing his clothes, he should wear his best clothes, not new clothes. Unfortunately, people have misunderstood it to think that we need to do Eid shopping. And there you find that all the Eid fairs start before the day of Eid. People are thinking that we need to buy new clothes for the day of Eid. The day of Eid, the sunnah is you wear your best clothes. Look, in a person looks in his cupboard, he says which is his best kurta, which is his best, for example, amama, which is his best coat, waistcoat or jacket, whatever it is. But he wears his best clothes, doesn't mean he needs to go shopping before the day of Eid. The next thing is that a person eats something sweet before the Eid Salah. So before the Eid Salah, he eats something sweet. Normally in our masjid also, you see, as you're going out, some khajur is distributed, some dates is distributed. So it is something to take something sweet before the Eid Salah itself is a sunnah. This is on the day of Eid al-Fitr. On the first Eid, Eid al-Fitr, it is sunnah to eat something sweet before the Eid Salah. Then the next thing is, if possible, a person should proceed to the Eidgah. Eidgah is a venue that is out of the outskirts of the city, wherein it's an open area where people gather to perform the Eid Salah. Nowadays, we find that the Eidgahs are inside the city. Because of convenience, many people can't make it out. But the actual Asal Eidgah is Eid Salah is performed at the outskirts of the city. The next thing is, a person gives his Sadaqatul Fitr before the Eid Salah. Very important. That before the Eid Salah, the Sadaqatul Fitr is given. Many times you find people, after the Eid Salah is finished, now they're going out, they're looking for the beggars on the road, seeing who's looking for money, they'll give them, thinking that they are giving them. The right way to do it is a person should give it before the Eid Salah itself. That thing should be distributed, the Sadaqatul Fitr amount. Minimum amount is 20 rand, there's no maximum amount. You can give as much as you want to give. Therefore you find some organization prescribe 23 rand, some say 30 rand, some say higher. But basic minimum here is 20 rand. The more you give, the better it is per person. And this is for every person in the family. Even if a person is minor or a major, you ideally should give for all the people in the family. So this 4 children and 2 adults, then person should be giving for 6 people. Take the permission of the adults and he should give for the children and the adults who are taking the permission of the adults. Next is, a person should use a separate route going and a separate route coming. So going to the Eidgah, Eid Salah, person uses one route. And if he's going back, it's possible to use another route, then he should use another route. There's a lot of khair and a lot of hikmat in this. One of the reasons ulama mentioned is here is istiksaru shuhud. That what happens is the ground also that the person is traveling on will bear witness on the day of Qiyamah that this person traveled on me to go for the day of Eid. Another reason why ulama explained is the shan and the shokat of Islam gets apparent. People are looking that so many Muslims are moving. They're moving on this road, they're moving on that road, they're moving on different routes. It becomes apparent when everyone goes and they use different routes. So therefore one road coming, use another road, going or coming. The next thing is to say the takbir, or the next thing is to walk to the Eidgah if possible. If the Eidgah is somewhere nearby to a person's house and it's possible to walk, it's good to walk to the Eid Salah. The next thing is takbir should be recited softly en route to the Eidgah. When a person reaches the Eidgah, now he stops leading the takbir. Here you'll find that if people are waiting for the Eid Salah to begin, there is no harm. He should be reading. Actually, he should be reading till that Eid Salat or the Eid Bayan starts. Till then, he should be making the takbirat softly. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahil hamd. The person reads it softly, continuously. Now, this is the zikr. At various moments, there's various zikr. The zikr of this time before the Eid Salat is this takbir. So person should try and engage as much as takbir as he can, but engage in it softly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing all the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive. One very, very important thing also is on the day of Eid, people are happy, people are joyous. It is a day to make izhar, to expose your happiness. The person should show his happiness that I'm happy. So this is a very izharu surur, show that you're happy. So even if a person outwardly can't show, act like you're smiling, act like you're happy, meet the people. So you should go out of your way to show that you're happy, number one. So number two is that in showing that our happiness and our excitement and everything, make sure that we do not break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It often happens that people now start greeting ghair mahram women. Other cousins and other people, nieces and nephews, all start meeting cousins. So now it becomes a problem. Why? Because you're breaking the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the law of parda. We're supposed to be meeting the men and let the ladies meet the ladies. We don't go. Those that are mahrams, there's no problem. But where is not mahram, then unnecessarily meeting and mixing now is actually spoiling that Mubarak day of Eid. And another thing we should try and do is try and show some level of kindness to the family, friends, people. See how we can go out of our way to show kindness and happiness to everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.